It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And joining me over the phone is Dr. Donald Kirk. He is the Chief Medical Officer for Star Valley Health. Dr. Kirk, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Duke. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to discuss COVID and Star Valley Health's plans for treating COVID-19 on a local level. And as you said in a press release that was written recently and released to the public, there is a spike, and Star Valley area actually has more active cases than Teton County right now, which is different than what the trend has been. But I think some follow-up questions just today as far as what the local level plan is for treating COVID-19 patients at Star Valley Health. So, Dr. Kirk, let's start at the very beginning with this and just ask, what should a potential patient do if they suspect that they might have COVID-19?
Yeah, that's a great place to start and a great question. So, as you noted, we've seen a significant increase in the number of people that are testing positive for COVID-19. Anywhere from 15 to 25% of the folks that we are testing currently are actually coming back positive, which is a very concerning trend. And as such, we've seen a lot more activity both at our urgent care clinics as well as in our emergency room. So in regards to evaluation and treatment and so forth, the thing that I would like to really get across to the community is that nothing has really changed in how we're trying to approach this. We develop policies and plans back in March and early April to deal with the community having a significant number of people who get infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And so if you suspect that you are sick with COVID-19, there are three options for any patient to utilize to be evaluated. The first and most significant one is if you are so sick that you feel like you need emergency room evaluation, please do not hesitate to come to the emergency room to be evaluated. We are prepared to deal with anybody with that sort of level of illness, and we're not turning anybody away. What we would request people to do if they come to the emergency room is to make a phone call to the emergency room directly, and that phone number is 885-5821, and we will then be able to be ready to deal with them coming in. But let's say that you're sick and you want to know whether you have COVID-19 or not, but you don't feel like you're so sick that you need an emergency room evaluation. The two options that we have available are either one of the two urgent cares that we have, one in Afton and one in Alpine. And we do have two testing sheds that are being completed so that we can continue evaluations outside of the building. We would prefer that you would just come to those testing areas. If the provider feels that you need a full evaluation, that will happen. And if it's determined that the person is significantly ill, then they'll often just send the patient over to our emergency room. The other option is if you have a primary care physician that you've established care with here, you can call the office and see if that primary care provider could provide you an evaluation via telehealth.
Dr. Donald Kirk with us this morning, Chief Medical Officer at Star Valley Health. So, Dr. Kirk, one of the questions that's been out is Star Valley Health equipped to treat patients who need hospitalization due to COVID-19? What is the process if someone actually needs to be hospitalized locally because of this virus?
So the option that we've taken so far for anybody who has needed hospitalization is we have reached out to our surrounding facilities like Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center, Portneuf, and actually down to McKady Hospital to see if they would accept a person with COVID-19 requiring hospitalization. At this point in time, we've felt that the best policy that we could have is to get individuals to those institutions where providers are taking care of those individuals on a daily and regular basis. That said, we expect in the very near future that the surrounding facilities themselves are going to be overrun or too full for them to accept patients from outside facilities. We realize that we would have to take care of them here. We've had those, again, policies and plans in place since March and April, and we have the ability to do that. We have the appropriate amount of personal protective equipment. We have staff that have been trained, and we can provide those services. We currently have an agreement with Intermountain Medical Center and their infectious disease department to be able to utilize their expertise in infectious disease to help us through the process of caring for patients. So in the emergency room, we've used them extensively already. We've had several patients that have required hospitalization, and we've talked to those individuals, and they've directed us to go ahead and start some of the medications that folks have heard about, including remdesivir and dexamethasone. We do have remdesivir here. We can provide treatment for a limited number of patients, but we can definitely go ahead and give the initial dose of that medication before they're transferred.
That's Dr. Donald Kirk, Chief Medical Officer at Star Valley Health. Dr. Kirk, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to mention in regards to the local level treatment of this virus?
Treatment-wise, no. It's important that people take good care of their health. We've recommended that everybody get their influenza vaccine this year. We don't want people sick with influenza and COVID at the same time. We think that would be a significant problem. And I do feel I have to mention the ever so controversial issue of wearing masks. From a medical standpoint, we have just taken the approach of what's best been proven by science and so forth along the way. And there have been changes in recommendations through the first several months in regards to what's the best way to deal with trying to decrease the transmission of this virus. You know, over time, regarding any medical condition, we've changed how we take care of folks and how we deal with things. And in this situation, it's no different. As we understand things better, we make changes. And as far as we understand right now, we feel that wearing a mask is very helpful to decrease the risk of transmission to other people. Again, the mask is to protect others from you, not to protect yourself from others.
Dr. Donald Kirk, Chief Medical Officer with Star Valley Health. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.